Oh man, we almost started to throw a little party, man. To see him back out there, we should have had him introduce himself to the defense again. But nah, man, it's a pleasure. Throughout training camp, just seeing what his ability is, you know, he's a weapon for us. So to see him back out at practice, I think our entire defense and team probably gets excited because we know the talent that he has.
What kind of boost can he give you guys?
Huge boost. You know, he's another player for us, and I think the more weapons you have, the better you're going to be. When Jamie's back out there, it'll be another weapon. It's just when you get your players back out there, it's a good feeling to have, and you know what those guys bring to the table.
How do you look today?
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I'm looking at the receivers trying to cover them all practice, so I haven't got a chance to look at the film yet, but I'm sure he looked pretty good.
Is that the one part of the you guys should get that a little bit more of a pass rush? Because I know you guys are blitzing some, but you're not getting home a lot. If you get him back to doing what he does, it's a simple question, but how much further along would this defense be if you got a consistent pass rusher?
I just believe in football, the better players you have out there, the better you're going to be. It sounds so simple, but I just think that's what it is. Miles was the number one overall pick for a reason. So I think we all know that he possesses a special type of talent. So just having that caliber of a talented player out there on the field, we'll all benefit from it.
Jason, when you talk about those Bengals receivers, what makes AJ Green so special?
What doesn't? You know, tall, fast, quick. Makes a contested catch. He's one of the athletes you go against throughout the season where you circle and you say this is one of the special ones, all-pro receiver. He can get open short routes, intermediate, and obviously down the field. So he'll pose a tough challenge for us. He'll be definitely one of the best receivers we'll play throughout the course of the season. So it's just like each and every week. You know, last week was T.Y. We have already played Antonio Brown. So it's each week just going to be somebody new that has that special type of talent. So we just got to always know where he's at and do our very best to try to take him out the game.
How much will you be on him?
We'll see just how it depends upon offensive formations and what they do. So between me, JT, Body, all of us will get our fair shakes. Definitely. I think it helps on all levels. You know, Miles gets out there, he's getting pressure. That definitely helps us in the secondary. If he's getting pressure and they're starting to rotate protection to him, that helps the Ogbo and Nate and everybody out there on the field. So I just think we can all benefit as a defense from him being back out there.
Jason, the Denver Broncos players issued a statement today saying they're all going to stand for the anthem and the show of unity on the team.
I don't think we've progressed of what to do on Sunday. I think conversations so far have been more about what's going on, why what happened Sunday happened. Just, I guess, the conversation has started of where we go from there. And I think the tough part of it is we're all a team, and within that team you have 53 to 63 all individuals that you're trying to come together to unite and find some type of situation where you can appease everybody within our locker room. So I think by the time Sunday comes, we'll be on one accord and we'll have something figured out.
Do you like the idea? You obviously now a couple days away from that, you saw that what different teams did. What's your thoughts on teams staying in the locker room?
It's all their individual rights, I feel. I'm okay with guys taking knees. I'm okay with guys staying in the locker room. I'm okay with guys standing up and putting their hand across their heart. I think you all have your individual right to do so. I'm okay with somebody looking at the game and being upset that someone took a knee. I'm open to have a discussion about that and hear the perspective from somebody else as long as they open up their ears and hear the perspective from the same person that took a knee. So I think I realized that guys that are taking a knee are doing it for a purpose and have a reason for the reason they're doing it. And I think when we open our ears and we start to have those discussions, we start to understand where each other's coming from. And I still do, at the same token, understand people that are offended by it. And I would just ask that you open up your ears and you hear why some of those guys are taking knees, of where they've come from, what they've experienced, and why they deem it necessary.
Do you think that those players who take a knee should do more than take a knee? Should they go into the inner city and talk to these kids about, hey, you know, drugs are bad, shooting each other up, don't do that. I don't
not only think they should, they're already doing it. I think one of the bigger issues is that when guys take knees, media, you guys, NFL players protest the anthem. Monday through Saturday, NFL players are out in the community. They're doing different things. I know Malcolm Jenkins was on CNN last night talking about the things that he's already doing in Philadelphia, but those don't make the headlines. So for people that are looking at it, you just see guys kneeling on Sunday, and you have no idea what they're doing Monday through Saturday that goes along with the kneeling. So even with that question, should, they're already doing it. You got to do, all you got to do is research it.
Mm-hmm. With the local police and first responders, and it was just a really nice show. Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, reconcile that and moving forward, keep those relationships good?
I'm hoping they're not damaged. You know, that's something that was never the intent. I think it's just to bring awareness to some of the issues, equality, police brutality. But I don't think it was ever to take a shot at our police officers, our armed forces. And you're right. What we did week one to me was special. We came together and we all thought that video and running out the tunnel with police officers, locking arms with EMS and everybody, it was something special. And I think it was a show of we're not against anybody. We're just trying to bring it all together. So in some form or fashion, that is somewhere we're trying to get back to. We're trying to not divide and get everybody in a corner, but just open eyes up and get everybody inside the same room to say, hey, we want to listen to you guys and we want you guys to listen to us.
Might that require another, you know, sort of meeting with local police this week ahead of the game, or might you have to meet again?
Maybe. I wish I knew the exact, you know, protocol and timeline and how chronologically everything should happen to get to the answers we all want to get to, but I really have no idea, and I'm hopeful that somehow it'll get resolved and we'll all come to a common place.
The president has not said anything over the weekend. The Browns have done well.
You look at it 2 weeks prior to that. I think if nothing changes, you know, and I don't want to say he was the only reason, but I just think he brought attention to the actual reason of why it began, and it kind of just showed what we're all saying to be referred to. I don't want to keep talking about, but to be referred to the way players were referred to, you're just shocked, and you know it's not just his opinion, but he kind of ignites those opinions of everybody that agrees with him. So that was kind of the fear of, man, we don't want to be referred this way, and we don't want anyone to think that this is okay, and now we're going to be a week removed from that, so let's see where it takes us this upcoming Sunday.
What's your reaction that the tweets haven't stopped and the attack on the NFL hasn't stopped and players are afraid of NFL owners? I mean, what do you think when you read all that?
I think the special thing that has come from this is the relationship with players and ownership. I think because of his actions, it has kind of brought dialogue between the players and owners of just a way better understanding of one another. So in regards to his tweets, President Trump is President Trump. So, I mean, I don't follow him. So I try not to look at his tweets. But I saw we're a high percentage of his tweets. So maybe we're just a special organization as the NFL.
Given that it was about
I think all those conversations need to be had as well. And like you said, Denver Broncos have decided to stand. There'll probably be other teams throughout the league that decide to stand. And I guess like I started with, that's up to each individual and each team to decide for themselves what they feel is the best thing moving forward. And I'm okay with either one of them. Oh, I played on the right side the entire game. I guess the coach just predicted that now we're going to line him up to the other side. So towards the end of the game, anytime I was on him, it was just because he came out to the defensive. No, we didn't follow at all. So the times I was lined up on T.Y., he was lined up to the right. The times J.T. was on him, he was lined up to our left. So it was just whatever offensive formations they dictated. Appreciate you guys.